This is the 217 Recovery Podcast with Corey Winfield.
Stuff went numb that shouldn't go numb, you know what I'm saying? I was like, what is going on?
No, I don't.
No, you don't.
And co-host Marnie Winfield.
It was kind of an awkward thing. He's like, would you guys want to come along? Can you get away to come to the island? I'm like, yeah, we just got back from there.
It is the 5th of February, 2023. My name is Corey Winfield.
My name is Marnie Winfield.
And this is the 217 Recovery Podcast. I think this is our first podcast in the month of February, 2023. Don't get it twisted. We've done other podcasts in the month of February, but yeah, we've been on a hiatus.
I feel like you always enter with that.
Yeah, well, we have been. You know, I did a podcast with Tyrone on Tuesday, and my mom told me it was really good. A couple friends told me it was really good. Tyrone told me it was really good. So thanks to Tyrone for joining me for that one.
I know. I miss him, our buddy.
Yeah. And hopefully he'll be around more this summer. But yeah, I told him we need to get a microphone to his place.
That's smart.
So because we have that just laying around the studio here.
Sure.
You know, but if we hooked him up with one, at least if I was like, hey, Tyrone, I need a report from you.
Yeah.
And he can at least plug it in and sound better than on a phone.
Yeah.
So see if I get out to Tyrone in the next couple of weeks and months.
Put it on your list of things to do.
Yeah, the other day, though, I was having, because I've been kind of busy and worrying myself sick, I think, maybe. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's a thing.
When was it? Wednesday. I was so sick. It was so bad. And it was when I came in the office to actually do some work is when that it really started kicking my butt. So I was like, this is weird. And that's why I thought later, like, maybe I'm making myself sick. And then Thursday, I had a meeting with my therapist and I was telling her about it, you know, and then I started like realizing what I was saying and all the stuff that I was complaining about, sober people problems. You know,
right?
Like I'm blessed to have these problems today.
Yeah.
And I kind of jokingly said to her, I was like, now, if you'd asked me this like a month ago, 2 months ago, I'd have been complaining about something completely different, but I would have complained that I'm not having these problems today.
Right. Good point. See, she's a really good therapist.
Yeah, she lets me just work it on out in my head.
Careful what you wish for. I don't know. Is that a thing? But
yeah, well, I mean, all the stuff that I was complaining about is like was what I was complaining about like 3-4 months ago. It's like, oh, I wish we, you know, could get a grant. I wish we could do this. And oh, we really need this. And then, okay, cool. Now we're getting stuff. And then I'm complaining because I have to do some stuff.
Isn't there some movie that has a line that's like, with power comes lots of responsibility? Something like that.
I have no idea, but I mean, not that I have power, but I'm just saying these are the things that I want.
Right, and no, I know.
It's like getting mad because you have to wash your plane. You know, like, oh, damn. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, like, you always go total extreme. I think it's hilarious. No, I get it. That makes sense.
Yeah, like, oh, I got so many problems. I got to wash the plane today. And
yeah, for sure. I honestly do think you have like stress induced illness when like you kind of, it, you know, people say worry yourself sick. That's a thing. You know, that's why you need to like practice like, you know, meditation or some kind of outlet to ground yourself and feel better.
Yeah. I was so nauseous and just, ugh, my stomach's been hurting lately and it's just, I mean, the stomach's never not hurting, I guess, really, but that's kind of annoying. But yeah, the nauseous feeling, I hate being nauseous. That's the worst feeling, I think, ever. For me, I'm not a big fan of feeling nauseous.
I don't think anybody is.
And so, yeah, I started feeling nauseous and I was just like, oh my gosh, and lightheaded and just like, oh my gosh, what's going on? And then I kind of feel like that the next day too. And that's why, you know, talking to a therapist can kind of help you sort things out. And that's what I kind of did. I was like, well, I just laughed. Like what I have, you know, and I have sober people problems.
Yeah.
And that's way better than problems I had 4 years ago. I was still in treatment 4 years ago. Been there a few weeks. No idea about my future. Nothing. And we just watched Mosquito Coast, and the kid was reading a book, and his dad brought him the book and was like, read that part there. And he said something about, I'm more interested. Oh, what was it? And what could be than what had happened.
Yeah.
Than what has happened. I thought, oh man, I like that.
Insightful.
Yeah.
See, lessons when you just binge watch Netflix, you can learn some stuff every once in a while.
But you won't learn this because this is on Apple TV. Speaking of Netflix, I wanted to bring that up anyway. It's time we cancel that, everybody in America. Because it's just, we've had enough. I mean, Netflix, I used to joke and go, why would I pay $9.99? Remember those days? Why would I pay $9.99 to watch a bunch of old movies I've already seen over again?
Mm-hmm.
And then they came out with a couple shows and was like, okay. But seriously, when I get a notification from Netflix and we've added a new movie, Viking Fox or whatever the hell it's called. And then I go and look, it's in Dutch and it's in English subtitles. And like, they don't ever add movies from America anymore. The movie choice sucks is my point.
Mm-hmm.
And even when you get excited about one like that, Eddie Murphy, Jonah Hill one, mm-hmm. You people, that's all right. It was all right. It wasn't like game changing or anything like that. Adam Sandler, he's supposed to have like a bunch of movies with Netflix to release only, but I haven't seen one of those in a while.
Really?
Chris Rock's special is supposed to come on there. So, okay, I'll subscribe in 6 months when it's there, you know, but like, why am I paying Netflix $25 a month for crap?
It is frustrating to keep raising their price.
You can donate that money to 217 Recovery and just listen to our podcast knowing that you made a difference. Just saying. But those are things that I want to start doing. I mean, I can't say like coming up this year. I mean, it was this time in February, you got to start like doing things now. That whole this year, I'm going to be different like that. That stuff has to change by now.
Mm-hmm.
Like you have already started to move things in a different direction.
So we got to spend some time with my family.
Yeah, we did.
So that was fun. It's always good. I mean, we missed Christmas because of COVID. And so, so this is like our little makeup Christmas time with my dad and his significant. And so it was good to see him. And it was kind of a turnaround trip, sort of. But he likes to bring us soup, which is one of those things where it's like, it's sort of nostalgic because that's kind of my dad's thing. He makes homemade soup, which I'm sure is for some people would be like, oh my God, I'd give anything to have some. For me, it's more appreciative of the fact that he's being thoughtful of it all.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Pastor Dab knows what I'm talking about. No, it's really sweet. It's really sweet. He always comes bearing some kind of soup. So we got that. And when we saw an interesting, I guess recital is what it was. Songwriters of Interlaken was on Friday. And not something that I would have picked out on my own accord. So that was another nostalgic piece of what my dad used to do when I was growing up as kids. He would always be very interested in like the arts and different like local presentations, like local artists and students presenting and so that was interesting to see, you know, and because Interlaken is super close by, and that's I might misspeak, it's like a art school, right? A private school.
That's what's up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, so, I mean, lots of talent there, you know, it's cool that it's a different way of learning that they like to, you know, that kids that's kind of their thing. To give them an environment to be able to expand with that stuff. So that was our Friday night on the town.
Yeah, it was fun. It was interesting.
It was interesting.
It was interesting. And your dad got into town Thursday, which we had an early dinner with them. And then I had the Families Against Narcotics board meeting and then forum afterward that I had to go to. And And then Friday, yeah, it was interesting. It was something that normally I wouldn't have ever gone to, but it, you know, to see those kids up there rocking out and jamming out, you know, it was pretty cool, I guess.
I give them a lot of credit for having the guts to get up there on stage, you know, and do that stuff. Because everybody's got to start somewhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? We might have seen like the next, I don't know, I'm trying to think of somebody super famous these days, but Jewel, you said, went there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. You know, you never know.
Yeah, and if your kid has a little bit of talent musically, you know, send them there, I guess. But there's other places in the country, I'm sure. In L.A., I'm sure they have those places on every corner.
Probably.
Which would be frustrating, I think. Because it's like, do these kids want to be rich and famous and popular? They want to have one song on the radio that someone else wrote for them, or they... Because they're like writing their own songs, but sometimes that's not how it goes, the music industry.
Right.
You know, they say, oh, okay, you wrote one song. Okay, that's cool, but we got these for you.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to play these ones on the radio. And it kind of crushes people's dreams sometimes. But.
Well, you can just, I think the thing that was the most interesting about it and was that these kids are passionate about what they do. You know, that's like their love. It's not like a hobby. It's not something that, they're like, ugh, I got to go work on my songwriting, or I need to go practice my guitar, and they're angry about it. Like, that's what they like to do for fun.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've incorporated that into schooling, which I think is amazing. That piece is really cool to me.
Well, that would change the game on how people go to school.
Heck yeah, man. Yeah, exactly. Loving what you learn. For sure.
I just hope they don't have broken dreams come from there. They turn to drugs.
I hope not, too.
We should go over there and have them write an anti-drug song.
Could do that.
Start out with.
Could do that.
It's Saturday night, and that means one thing. Just kidding. We haven't played that game in a while, but we're not going to play it tonight. We just kind of wanted to check in. Like I said.
Let you know everything's all good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Still on track. Both still sober. Just we were kind of busy. And I mean, we knew Marnie was going to be busy. But.
That was really productive this weekend with schoolwork. But yeah, mm-hmm. That's.
Well, thanks for pulling me in to do a podcast.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
One other person will too. And yeah, just when you start having those problems where you. Or getting overwhelmed, you're in early recovery, just think to yourself, what you're having are sober people problems.
Mm-hmm.
And think about those old problems you used to have. And then think about these problems that you have, you probably prayed to have them. You know, like it's a great thing. You know, nobody's going through life with no problems, with nothing that worries them, nothing that concerns them, nobody.
Mm-hmm.
How am I going to clean the plane? You know, like, now we're going to go get it washed. Some people are really having those kind of problems.
What am I going to clean the plane with?
Like, oh,
where do I get it from?
Stupid plane. Yeah. Stupid private jet. Why? Well, I got to pay storage fee for it. Oh, this is just great. Yeah.
Well, that's an extreme kind of example.
Problems. Yeah, but someone's having them.
No, yeah, that's true. But for anything, you're starting something new. You start a new job, or, you know, you're getting a new place, or, you know, anything that's new and exciting that is something that you've dreamed for and wanted and, you know, have made happen. Other stressors come along with it, and you just got to take them bit by bit and just know it's a blessing. Embrace them and just breathe and be like, this is, you know, this is good. All this is good,
mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Yeah, Tuesday I think I'm going to have Justin on.
Oh, good.
I have some interesting things to talk about.
Yeah.
So tune in Tuesday for Justin, and thanks again for tuning in to this one.
Awesome. I hope you guys had a wonderful weekend, and have a good evening.
Thanks for listening to the 217 Recovery Podcast. We hope you come back for our next episode.